Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
Let's turn to the Bible.
让我们打开圣经。
First, let's turn to Acts chapter 13, verse 22.
让我们先打开到《使徒行传》十三章二十二节。
We'll read the second portion of this verse.
我们要读这一节的后半部分。
He raised up to them David for king.Of whom also bear witness, he said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart, who shall do all my will.
就选立大卫做他们的王，又为他做见证说，我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意，合我心意也是寻求我心意的意思。
Now let's turn again to First King, chapter 9, verse 3.
让我们再翻到《列王记上》第九章第三节。
And Jehovah said to him, which is Solomon, I have heard thy prayer and thy supplication, which thou hast made before me. I have hallowed this house, which thou hast built, to put my name there forever. And my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually.
在这里是耶和华对所罗门说的，对他说：“你向我所祷告祈求的，我都应允了。我已将你所建的这殿分别为圣，使我的名永远在其中。我的眼、我的心也必常在那里。”
Let's finally read. Turn to Psalm 132.
然后让我们翻到诗篇一百三十二篇。
Psalm 132.
诗篇一百三十二篇。
We'll first read verses 1 through 8.
我们先来读第一节到第八节。
Jehovah, remember for David all his affliction, how he swore unto Jehovah, vowed unto the mighty one of Jacob, I will not come into the tent of my house, I will not go up to the couch of my bed, I will not give sleep to my eyes, slumber to my eyelids.Until I found out a place for Jehovah, habitations for the mighty one of Jacob. Behold, we heard of it at Ephrathah. We found it in the field of wood. Let's go into his habitation. Let's worship at his footstool. Arise, Jehovah, into thy rest, thou and the ark of thy strength.
耶和华，求你纪念大卫所受的一切苦难，他怎样向耶和华起誓。向雅各的大能者许愿说我必不进我的帐幕也不上我的床榻我不容我的眼睛睡觉也不容我的眼目打盹只等到我为耶和华寻得所在为雅各的大能者寻得居所我们听说约柜在以法他我们在基列耶林就寻见了约柜也是见证的柜我们要进他的居所在他脚凳前下拜耶和华啊，求你兴起和你有能力的见证的贵同入安息之所，耶和华向大卫凭诚实起了誓。
We read again verse 11 through 14.
然后我们再来读十一节到十四节。
Jehovah has sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body, I will set upon thy throne. If thy children keep my covenant.And my testimonies which I will teach them, their children also forevermore shall sit upon thy throne. For Jehovah has chosen Zion, he has desired it for his dwelling. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it.
耶和华向大卫凭诚实起了誓，必不反复，说我要使你所生的坐在你的宝座上。你的众子若守我的约和我所教训他们的法度，他们的子孙必永远坐在你的宝座上，因为耶和华拣选了锡安，愿意当作自己的居所，说这是我永远安息之所，我要住在这里，因为是我所愿意的。
Let's have a prayer.
让我们有一个祷告。
Lord, we thank you for the presence in the table meeting with us.
主啊，我们感谢你在饼杯聚会的时候与我们同在。
We pray that you continue to be with us in the message time.
我们求你继续的在信息的时候与我们同在。
Breathe upon thy word.
对着你的话来吹气。
Anoint the speaker, the translator, and the hearer.
来恩膏讲的、翻译的和听的。
And here we hear no voice of man, but the message from God.
在这里，我们不愿意听见人的声音，我们愿意听到神的信息。
That we all may rise up.
所以我们都可以起来。
After the heart of God.
来寻求神的心意。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord's willing, this morning, Brother Robert and I will share on the topic, A Man After the Heart of God.
神允许的话，今天早上，我跟 Robert 弟兄，我们分享的题目就是寻求神心意的人。
I will share on King David, and Brother Robert will be on the Apostle Paul.
我会来分享大卫王，Robert 弟兄会来分享使徒保罗。
In Acts 13:22, we just read.
我们刚才所读到的13:22在使徒行传。
Paul said that after God had found David, his heart was so pleased, and he said, I have found David, a man after my heart.
在那里讲到神非常的喜悦，他说我寻找耶西的儿子大卫，他是寻求我心意的人。
We also find a similar record in 1 Samuel 13:14.
我们在撒母耳记上13:14也看到同样的信息。
Where Samuel said about David, Jehovah has sought him a man after his own heart.
在那里撒母耳也说耶和华已经寻找一个合他心意的人，寻求他心意的人。
Reading these verses, we shall naturally raise up the question, what is the heart of God upon?
所以当我们读到这些的时候，很自然一个问题就是神的心意是什么。
So today I will first share with brother and sister what the heart of God is upon.
所以现在我要先跟弟兄姐妹们分享神的心意到底在哪里。
Then we will share from David as a man after the heart of God.
然后我们来分享关于大卫，他是一个寻求神心意的人。
We also Just read in 1 King chapter 9, verse 3.
我们也读到在列王记上的第九章第三节。
That after King Solomon has finished building the temple and dedicated to the Lord through his prayer.
在这里所罗门他建好圣殿之后在祷告里面把这个殿献给神。
And God said to him, I have hallowed this house which thou hast built to put my name there forever and my eyes and my heart shall be there.
在那里神说我已将你所建的这殿分别为圣使我的名永远在其中我的眼我的心也必常在那里。
Here the Lord clearly told us that his eyes and his heart are upon the temple perpetually.
在这里神很清楚地讲说他的眼他的心必常在这个 殿里。
For this is his house.
因为这就是他的家。
We Christians often say,We are pilgrims going homeward.
经常我们基督徒讲我们是客旅在这个旅途要回家。
But we seldom say the scripture also revealed to us our God once was a homeless God.
但我们读圣经却很少发现原来我们的神曾经是没有家的神。
As our one sister prayed during the table meeting, when the Lord he was on the earth, he said,The fox has his hole, the bird has their nest, but the son of man has no place to lay his head.
在饼杯聚会的时候，有姐妹祷告说，狐狸有洞，天上的飞鸟有窝，但是人子却没有枕头的地方。
In Isaiah 66:1-2, the Lord tells us.
在以赛亚书66:1-2, 在那里神这样讲。
The heavens are my thrones, and the earth my footstool. What is the house?That ye will build for me unto me, and what is the place of my rest?
耶和华如此说：天是我的座位，地是我的脚凳。你们要为我造何等的殿宇？哪里是我安息的地方呢
？If all these things has my hand made, and all these things have been, says Jehovah, but to this man will I look, to the afflict and the contrite in spirit.And who tremble at my word?
耶和华说，这一切都是我手所造的，所以就都有了。但我所看顾的，就是虚心、 痛悔因我话而战惊的人。
That is to say, the heavens and the earth are our God's oval office for work.
或者说这个天跟地是神他的椭圆办公室。
But he did not have a house.
但是他却没有家。
For ages, this homeless God has been looking for a home, a house of his rest.
历代以来，神都在那里寻找一个家，他可以安息的地方。
We remember in Genesis 1:2.
我们也记得在创世纪第一章第二节那里。
When the earth was devastated by the enemy and it became inhabitable, all covered by waters without any a footstool.
在那里地被仇敌毁坏之后，那里不能居住，在那里就是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，而且有水覆盖在上面。
That the Spirit of God hovered over the waters and hatched out from death as a resurrected and habitable earth.
在那里，神的灵运行在水面上，就在那里制造出一个复活的、一个可以居住的地方。
For after the fall, the Holy Spirit can only descend upon that which the ground of the resurrection.
其实在人堕落之后，圣灵只能在一个复活的根基上才能降临。
In Genesis 8, verse 8 through 9.
在创世纪第八章的第八到九节。
When the flood was over,
那个时候洪水已经过去了。
We remember Noah sent out a dove.
记得吗？挪亚放出一个鸽子。
To see if any dry ground resurrected out of the water.
看那里有没有一块干地从水里可以出来。
But the dove did not find a place to rest his the sole of his her foot.
但是这个鸽子没有找到一个可以落脚的地方。
So she returned to the ark.
所以这个鸽子又回到方舟那里。
It was not until the time when the Lord Jesus was baptized in the river Jordan and came out.
直到主耶稣他在约旦河受浸的时候，这个鸽子又出现了。
We see the Holy Spirit.Like a dove, finally found a place to land upon, and descended upon and dwelt in him.
所以在那里我们看到圣灵就是鸽子，在那里从天降到主耶稣身上，而且住在他那里。
And at the last, we see at the Pentecost.
而且我们在后面看到五旬节。
After the Lord received glory from the Father,
当主耶稣已经从父得了荣耀之后。
The Holy Spirit, like a gusting wind, descended upon the 120 disciples who received the resurrected life from the Lord.
那里圣灵就像大风一样，在那里降临在120个弟兄身上。
Baptized them into one house and one body.
然后把他们进入一个身体，进入一个圣殿，进入一个家。
That is the house of God and the body of Christ.
这个就是神的家，就是主他的身体。
This is the house that God has been building until it's completed, as we see in Revelation 21 and 22.
但这个家一直在建造，直到我们在启示录21章、22章才看到它建造完成。
We're in New Jerusalem.
在那里有新耶路撒冷。
There's no temple, but God and the Lamb are the temple.
在那里没有看见城里面有殿，但是主神全能者和羔羊就是城的殿。
And dwells in the midst of his people.Eternally.
而且他永远住在他的子民之中。
Now, what made the house so unique that God put his whole heart upon it?
那这个家有什么特别让神把他的全心都摆在这里面？
We know the very center, the very heart of the temple is the Ark of Testimony.
我们知道这个圣殿的中心就是这个见证的柜。
That is rest in the Holy of Holies.
这个见证的柜是在至圣所里面。
The ark represents the presence of God.
因为这个约柜代表的就是神的同在。
It's also called the ark of testimony or the testimony.
它这个叫法可以说是见证的柜，甚至就称它为见证。
The house was built with a purpose which had been in the heart of David.
这个家的建造一直在大卫的心里面。
That the ark of God might have a resting place.
就是神的约柜可以找着安息之所。
As God may put upon his name there.
所以神可以立他的名在其上。
And God called it my house.
神可以称为这是我的家。
We all know that hundreds of years later, God forsook this temple and it was burned to the ground.
我们知道几百年之后神离弃了这个圣殿，这个圣殿甚至被烧，一直成为灰烬。
That's because of the sin of his people.
是因为他的儿女犯了罪。
Until today, no one knows where the ark is.
今天没有人知道这个约柜在哪里。
Of course, we know God knows.
但是我们知道神知道在哪里。
When the remnants returned from the Babylonian captivity and built up the second temple.
当这些渔民从巴比伦回归建造第二个圣殿的时候。
We know there's no ark in the Holy of Holies.
我们知道在那个至圣所里面没有约柜。
But the eyes of God turned upon the golden lampstand.
这个时候神的眼目是注视在金灯台上面。
To represent this testimony.
也来代表这个见证。
That we can see that in the book of Zechariah chapter 4.
我们在撒迦利亚书第四章看到这个意象。
We know the ark, the lampstand, and the temple all are types.
我们知道约柜、金灯台还有圣殿都是预表。
The ark and the lampstand represents the testimony of Jesus.
这个约柜和金灯台代表的是耶稣的见证。
The temple represents the church.
而圣殿代表的是教会。
Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all and in all.
教会就是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
The house of God, the pillar and the base of the truth.
这也是永生神的教会是真理的柱石和根基。
Each lampstand also represents our church in our locality, as we see in Revelation 1:20.
在启示录第一章第二十节，我们也看到每一个金灯台代表的是教会在一个地方的彰显。
Therefore, we see today that the eyes and the heart of God is upon His house, His church.The body of Christ.
所以今天我们看到神的眼目是在圣殿，是在他的教会，是在神的家里面。
Because it is the shrine of the testimony of Jesus.
因为它代表了耶稣的见证。
Which is the very center of the house of God for ages that he has been looking for and building up.
就是历世历代神所经营所建造他的眼目所看顾的。
God dwells where the testimony of Jesus is.
神他的居所就是在见证所在的地方。
Now we know what the heart of God is upon.
现在我们已经知道神的眼目，他的心到底是在，心意到底是在哪里。
Let's look at David, a man after the heart of God.
让我们现在来看一看大卫，这是一个寻求神心意的人。
In Psalm 132:1-8,
在诗篇132篇第一节到第八节。
David told us that he had suffered much afflictions in order to find God a habitation.
我们看到在那里大卫他受了很多的苦难，是为了为神找到一个居所。
That is the place, resting place for the ark.
就是这个见证的柜他所寻得安息的地方。
According to verse 11 and 12 in this psalm,
在这个诗篇里面的第十一节跟第十二节
we can, clearly tell that Psalm 132 was probably written after David reigned in Jerusalem for quite some time.
在那里我们似乎感觉到他写成这个诗篇的时候是他已经在耶路撒冷做王一段的时间之后。
And after that God had promised him his sons will reign after him.
那个时候神已经向他应许说你所生的都要坐在你的宝座上。
But theIn verse 6, however,
但是在第六节
he told us, Behold, we heard it at Ephratah. We found it in the field of wood.
在第六节说我们听说约柜在以法他我们在基列耶林就寻见了。
Now we ask when was David was in Ephratah and looking for and heard where the ark was.
这个时候我们就要问大卫什么时候他曾经在以法他什么时候他听见了这件事情。
It was before Samuel anointed David when this teenager was shepherding his father's sheep in Ephrathah.
这个时候其实就是在撒母耳高大卫之前那个时候他只是一个牧羊的童子为着他的父亲在以法他来牧养群羊。
It was most probably during the mid to the later part of 20 to 30 years of Saul's reign.
那个时候很可能是在扫罗做王二十多年之后。
Saul as a king, however, never cared where the ark is.
但是扫罗当时做王却从来不关心 神的约柜到底在哪里。
A shepherd boy David, however, had set up his heart to look for the ark and found a place to rest for it.
但是这个时候，这个牧童大卫却心里面要来寻找约柜，要为约柜找到安息之所。
For this purpose, he has afflicted himself since then.
而且因着这个目标，他经受了很多的苦难。
By refusing into going into his tent and his couch, and by forsaking his sleep and slumber until he found that resting place for the ark.
他在那里说，他不进自己的帐幕，也不上他自己的床榻，不容他的眼睛睡觉，也不容眼目打盹，直到为这个耶和华寻得所在。
We see this determination in David's heart started when he was still a teenager.
所以我们看到这个心意在大卫里面，在他青少年的时候已经开始。
It lasts until the rest of his life.
而且在他的一生一直持续。
When he was anointed king by the 11 tribes over the whole Israelites.
当他被其他的十一个以色列的支派也来高为王的时候，
The first thing he did was took over Jerusalem and welcomed the ark into Jerusalem.
他所做的第一件事就是来收取耶路撒冷，来迎约柜进耶路撒冷。
I believe David had long days when he was still reigning in Hebron.
相信他在希伯伦做王的时候已经为这件事做预备了。
But Jerusalem does not belong to the tribe of Judah.
但那个时候耶路撒冷并不属于犹大支派。
It belongs to the tribe of Benjamin, which is the tribe of Saul.
那个时候耶路撒冷是属于便雅悯支派，就是扫罗的支派。
We see God had given Saul much more plenty of time and opportunity.
我们知道神给了扫罗许多的时间，许多的机会。
For him to bring the ark into Jerusalem.
让他可以在耶路撒冷为约柜来建造。
As a much, much better and more opportunity than that of David.
甚至他得的机会跟时间比大卫的都要好。
But he never cared the heart of God.
但是他从不关心神的心意。
God must have wished Saul to seek after his heart, as like David.
神一定是向着扫罗有这样的心意，希望他像大卫那样来寻求他的心意。
Yet Saul is Saul; he can never be David.
但是扫罗就是扫罗，他永远不是大卫。
We thank God for David.
我们为着大卫来感谢神。
When the Israelites were in the wilderness, God told them to go three times a year to a place where he put his name upon to celebrate the feast.
在以色列人在旷野的时候，神已经颁下命令，让以色列人每年有三次到神指定立他名的地方来过节。
But God never told them where that place is.
但是神当时并没有说那个地方在哪里。
Psalm 132 verse 13 and 14, David tells us, God has chosen Zion as his dwelling place forever.
在诗篇132篇13章14节，那里说耶和华拣选了锡安，愿意当作自己的居所。
But the scripture never tells us how it was revealed to David.
但是圣经并没有告诉我们大卫如何知道神拣选了锡安。
God might probably reveal to him directly as he revealed to him the pattern of the temple.
也许神是直接向他启示了，就像神把圣殿的样式指示他一样。
Oftentimes I wonder if David got it through reading Genesis chapter 14.
有的时候我在觉得是不是大卫在读创世纪第十四章的时候看到呢？
Where Abraham, after defeating the four kings and rescuing Lot, when he returned, he offered a tithe to Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God.
在那个时候亚伯拉罕打败了四王之后，遇到了撒冷王麦基洗德，他也是至高神的祭司，在那里亚伯拉罕就献他的十分之一给麦基洗德。
Just as he suddenly realized that the threshing floor of Ornan on Mount Moriah was a place for the temple, when he offered a sacrifice there, that prevented the anger of God from destroying Jerusalem.
或者是他当时在摩利亚山上阿尔南的禾场上的时候，在那里他祷告，而且阻止了神差遣他的天使来灭城。
The point is that David is a man after the heart of God.
那我们所要知道的重点就是大卫是寻求神心意的人。
God was able to reveal it to him.
所以神可以来向他启示。
So from his youth until the rest of his life, David set up his own heart after that of God.
所以在对大卫来讲，他从年轻一直到他的一生，都是一个心意来寻求神的心意。
And sacrificed all kind of afflictions for it.
而且他为此受了许多的苦难。
Even his fugitive years, from Saul, because it's not Saul who afflicted him, the evil one behind Saul.
甚至他在那里逃难来躲避扫罗的时候，扫罗其实是被一个撒旦的一个势力来控制的。
Although God forbid David to build the temple for him, since he shed much blood as a soldier,
当时神拒绝大卫为他来建圣殿，因为神说他是流人血的战士。
Yet he said in his afflictions, he had prepared for the house of God innumerous gold, silver, precious stones, timber, and all kind of materials.
但是在他苦难的时候，他就已经开始为圣殿准备了金子、银子、宝石，还有木头，还有许多其他的材料。
Even all of his own property for his son Solomon to finish it.
甚至他献上自己的财物，为了他的儿子所罗门可以完成这个圣殿的建造。
This is how David was a man after the very heart of God.
这就是大卫怎样成为一个寻求神心意的人。
I have to say a few closing words.
我在结束之前要讲几句话。
Our God was a homeless God who had been looking for and building throughout history for him a house, a resting place for him.
神曾经是一个没有家的神，他的心意是在寻找并且建造一个他安息之所，他自己的家。
He has put his heart and his eyes upon it perpetually.
他的眼，他的心也常在那里。
This house as a type in the Old Testament dispensation, was the temple.
在旧约里面做预表的为这个家就是圣殿。
And in reality, in the new, is the church.
但是在新约里面，在今天就是教会。
That is the body of Christ.
就是耶稣他的身体。
The center,
基督的身体。
The center of the temple was the ark of testimony.
在这个圣殿的中心就是见证的柜。
In the church today, it is the testimony of Jesus.
在教会今天就是耶稣的见证。
This is what the heart of God is really upon.
这就是神的心意所在的地方。
David was a man after the heart of God.
大卫是一个寻求神心意的人。
He set up his purpose in his heart that to find a resting place for God.
在他的心意里面就是要为神来寻找一个居所。
When he was still a teenager.
当他是青少年的时候就开始。
He suffered much for this purpose.
为着这个心意他受了许多的苦难。
God's heart was so pleased with David on this.
神的心意在大卫的身上得了很多的喜悦。
Even though God did not allow him to build the temple,
虽然神没有允许他为自己建圣殿。
But in his affliction, he prepared all the materials and even the pattern of the temple.For his son to finish.
他为圣殿预备了许多的材料，甚至为着他儿子所罗门建圣殿而留下圣殿的样式。
Today, God already has a house.
今天神已经有了家。
It's a spiritual house.
这是一个属灵的家。
That is the church.
就是教会。
But God dwells where the testimony of Jesus is.
但神所居住的所在就是耶稣见证所在的地方。
That is the testimony of the body of Christ.
这也是基督的身体的见证。
But we see in Revelation chapter 3 in the church of Laodicea.
但是我们却看到在启示录第三章讲到老底家的教会。
There the Lord was shut outside the door of the church.
在那个里面我们看到主是被教会关在门外。
His house.
这是他的家。
Knocking and calling for anyone to open the door for him to come in.
他在那里敲门叩门而且呼召任何一个听见他的声音而开门的人。
He became there one who has a house, but not a God, but not unable to go into.
他成了一个有家但是难回家的人。
May we trample at his words with a contrite and afflicted heart.
愿意我们真是有一个虚心痛悔的心，让我们因为他的话而战惊。
Do not miss the opportunity, the better opportunity the Lord gave us, as Saul did.
不要错过神给我们这样美好的机会，就像扫罗当时错过一样。
Today God is still looking for men and women whose heart is after His.
今天神还在这里来寻找每一个人是有心来追寻求他心意的。
Who is willing to cost anything and everything, for that purpose?
这个人他需要不计一切的代价，不管是任何的人或事，都愿意献上为着神。
That is the body of Christ.
这个就是基督的身体。
It's not an organization, but an organism.
并不是一个机构，而是一个活的机体。
It's not a dead formalism, but a living reality.
不是一个死的形式，而是一个活的事实。
Young people,
尤其是年轻人，
may you challenge yourself to do as David did as a teenager, if you have not done so.
愿意你能够挑战自己，如果你还没有这样做的话，就是像大卫一样，为着神有这样的心意。
Older ones don't think it's too late.
那我们年长的也不要想到我们已经太迟了。
As long as you call today, it's never too late for you and I.
总要趁着还有今日，我们都有机会。
Let's start it today.
我们可以从今天就开始。
Set our heart after that of God.
让我们的心意放在神的心意上面。
God would say, I have found a man or a woman after my very own heart.
那神就可以说，我在这个弟兄身上或在这个姐妹身上找到一个寻求我心意的人。
May the love of God constrain us.
愿意神的爱来激励我们。
That among us many will rise up and set up their heart that for after the heart of God.
愿意我们中间有许多人起来，把我们的心来放在寻求神的心意上。
Until the testimony of the body of Christ build up in our midst.
直到基督的见证在我们中间可以被建造起来。
May the Lord help us.
愿意神来帮助我们。
弟兄的分享。
We thank our brother for his sharing.
我今天不是要教大家做蛋糕。
I am not here today to teach everyone how to make a cake.
我今天是要跟你分享我们如何来做一个合神心意的人。
However, I am here to share about how we are to be a man after God's own heart.
大家不知道记不记得我上次分享的题目是什么？
Do you remember what I shared last time, what the theme was?
因为做蛋糕跟做盐有关系。
It had to do with how to make a cake and how to be salt.
上次我们讲到说，我们是世上的光，我们是世上的盐。
We are the light and salt of this world.
那今天呢，我们实在是感谢主有这个机会呢，那我们在这里来与弟兄姐妹来分享神的心意。
So we are thankful that today we can share with brothers and sisters God's heart.
我们开始先读腓立比书第二章第五节。
Shall we first read Philippians chapter 2, verse 5?
我们腓立比书二章第五节，我们念到第八节。
Philippians 2, 5, we'll read through verse 8.
你们当以基督的心为心。
Have this mind or attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
Who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成了人的样式。
But emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men.
既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
我们第二处在《使徒行传》第二十六章。
Our second passage is in the book of Acts, chapter 26.
我们读《使徒行传》第二十六章第九节。
Acts chapter 26, verse 9.
我们这里 从第九节要念到第二十节。
We'll read verse 9 through 20.
我们从第九节到十一节。从前我自己以为应当多方攻击拿撒勒人耶稣的名，我在耶路撒冷也曾这样行了，就从祭司长得了权柄，我就把许多圣徒囚在监里，他们被杀，我也出名定案，在各会堂我屡次用刑，强逼他们说亵渎的话，又婚外恼怒他们，甚至追逼他们，直到外邦的诚意。
So then I thought to myself many things hostile to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And this is just what I did in Jerusalem. Not only did I lock up many of the saints in prisons, having received authority from the chief priests, but also when they were being put to death, I cast my vote against them. And as I punished them often in all the synagogues, I tried to force them to blaspheme, and being furiously enraged at them, I kept pursuing them even to foreign cities.
这是保罗他被抓之后呢，他在亚基帕王面前的一个申诉。
This was after he was imprisoned, his witness before King Agrippa.
从第十二节，那时我领了祭司长的权柄和命令，往大马色去。王啊，我在路上晌午的时候，看见从天发光，比日头还亮，四面照着我，并与我同行的人，我们都扑倒在地。我就听见有声音用希伯来话向我说：“扫罗，扫罗，为什么逼迫我？你用脚踢刺是难的。”我说：“主啊，你是谁？”主说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。”
While so engaged as I was journeying to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priests, at midday, O king, I saw on the way a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining all around me, and those who were journeying with me. And when we had all fallen to the ground, I heard a voice saying to me in the Hebrew dialect, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads. And I said, But who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting.
从十六节到十八节，你起来站着，我特意向你显现，要派你做执事，做见证，将你所看见的事和我将要指示你的事证明出来。我也要救你脱离百姓和外邦人的手。我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得看见，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我，又得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
Verse 16-18, But get up and stand on your feet. For this purpose I have appeared to you, to appoint you a minister and a witness, not only to the things which you have seen, but also to the things in which I will appear to you.Rescuing you from the Jewish people and from the Gentiles, to whom I am sending you, to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the dominion of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in me.
十九节，亚基帕王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的异象，先在大马色，后在耶路撒冷和犹太全地以及外邦，劝勉他们应当悔改归向神，行事以悔改的心相称。
So King Agrippa, I did not prove disobedient to the heavenly vision, but kept declaring both to those of Damascus first, and also at Jerusalem, and then throughout all the region of Judea, and even to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God, performing deeds appropriate to repentance.
今天呢，我要和弟兄姐妹呢，借着保罗的经历呢和教导呢，我们一起来学习怎样做一个合神心意的人。
So today I want to share with brothers and sisters through the experience and learnings of Paul how to be a man after God's own heart.
从第一段呢，刚才念的呢，第九节到第十一节呢，这里呢，保罗见证到说他从前的保罗是一个怎么样的人。
And so here in the passage we just read from verse 9 through 11, Paul is witnessing and testifying of the person that he used to be.
保罗在亚基帕王的面前说呢，他说从前呢，我自己以为应当做什么做什么做什么。
And so in this witness to King Agrippa, he says that in the past, I thought to myself that I had to do many things, all these things.
保罗呢，他自以为他当逼迫拿撒勒人耶稣的名，当逼迫圣徒，这是他应当做的。
He thought that persecuting the name of Jesus and all those who followed him was what he ought to do.
他自己就去做了。
And so he did it.
可是他蒙光照之后呢？难怪保罗自己说他实在是罪人中的罪魁。
But after he was enlightened by the Lord, no wonder he was able to say that I am the chief of sinners.
回想我们信主之前的光景。
Before, in our condition before we came to know the Lord,
我们不是都是自以为是吗？
Didn't we think that we were all able?
我们随己意而行。
That we did what was whatever we thought we wanted to do.
我们走一条自以为正的道路。
We walked the way we thought was right.
感谢主，他拯救了保罗。
Thank the Lord, he had saved Paul.
今天呢，主也同样的要拯救那些寻求他的人。
And today, likewise, the Lord is still saving those who seek him.
因为过去已经成了过去。
Because the past is already past.
一切都是新的，在主里面。
In the Lord, all has become new.
那第二段呢，就讲到保罗呢，他是有异象的保罗。
The second section speaks of Paul who had a vision.
他在大马色，他去大马色的路上。
As he was on the road to Damascus.
主向他显现。
The Lord revealed himself to him.
我们那知道那时候保罗在世人看来呢，实在是在人生的最高峰。
We know that in the eyes of the world, Paul at that time was at the pinnacle of his life.
他领了祭司长的权柄和命令。
He had authority and command of the chief priests.
他要去大马色。
He wanted to go to Damascus.
他要去捉拿那些圣徒到耶路撒冷来受审。
He was going to arrest the saints in Jerusalem to bring them to Jerusalem for trial.
可是这时候我们的主向他显现。
But at this time, our Lord revealed himself to him.
我们还没有信主之前，是不是也是这样？
Before we believed in the Lord, weren't we the same?
我们逼迫主。
We persecuted the Lord.
什么是逼迫主呢？
What does it mean to persecute the Lord?
逼迫弟兄姐妹就是逼迫主。
When we persecute our brothers and sisters, that is persecuting the Lord.
所以当保罗逼迫圣徒的时候，主耶稣说，你逼迫我。
So when Paul was persecuting the saints, he was persecuting the Lord.
我们还没信主的时候，我们也是说亵渎的话。
Before we came to believe in the Lord, we also spoke words of blasphemy.
但主的爱没有放弃我们。
But the love of the Lord did not let us go.
他还来寻找我们。
He sought us.
他拯救我们。
He saved us.
这都是神的恩典。
And this is all God's grace.
在我们信主的过程当中。
So in the process of our belief,
主是否也是多次的向我们说话？
It is the same that the Lord often speaks to us.
每一次的感动，每一次的看见，实在都是圣灵的工作。
Every time He moves us, every time we are convicted and we have a revelation, it is the work of the Holy Spirit.
那我们实在是不要轻忽那圣灵微小的声音。
We ought not to neglect or the still small voice of the Holy Spirit.
让我们能够顺从圣灵的带领。
So we ought to obey the leading of the Holy Spirit.
那第三段呢，是从十六节到第十八节。
The third section is from verse 16 through 18.
这里说到呢，受托付的保罗。
Here is Paul who had received entrustment.
一个合神心意的人是有托付的。
One who is a person who is after God's own heart, he has an entrustment.
这里呢，主说，你起来，我要向你显现。
And so the Lord says, get up, I want to reveal to you.
我要派你做执事，做见证。
I have appeared to you, I want to appoint you to be a minister and witness.
执事呢，在这里有的地方是说是仆人。
And this minister or witness here is also a servant.
他说，我也要救你脱离百姓和外邦人的手。
I will rescue you from the Jewish people and from the Gentiles.
因为神知道保罗他会受逼迫。
Because God knew Paul was going to receive persecution.
他还没去的时候，神就已经应许他要救离，就把他脱离这些百姓和外邦人的手。
Before he had even gone, God has already promised that he was going to save him from their hand.
然后再说，我差你到他那里去。
And then again, he said, I have sent you.
可以，所以我们可以看到，虽然很多的危险，可是主还是要差派保罗去做他的工。
So even though there was much danger, the Lord had already entrusted and sent Paul to do his work.
那主差保罗到他们那里去是做什么呢？
And so what did the Lord entrust him to do?
就是要叫他们的眼睛得看见。
And that is for their eyes to receive sight.
和一切成圣的人同得基业。
So that all those who are sanctified may receive an inheritance.
既然同样的，神也要让我们叫我们的眼睛能够看见。
In the same way, our eyes are to be open today.
神给我们的祝福呢，需要我们和一切成圣的人同得基业。
And the blessing that we gain today is that we are together with all those who are sanctified to gain an inheritance.
这是主耶稣亲自托付给保罗的。
This is what the Lord Jesus himself entrusted to Paul.
主所托付的、所交托的，他必保全，直到那日。
And all that he has entrusted, he is able to guard until that day.
主的话再次的印证在保罗的身上。
And again, our Lord's words were confirmed and came to pass in Paul.
今天同样，主的话也要印证在我们每一个信主人的身上。
And also likewise today, for all who believe in the Lord, God's words will be affirmed.
一个合神心意的人，应当要认识神。
And so a man after God's own heart ought to know God.
心中的眼睛是要明亮的。
The eyes of your heart must be clear.
所以我们是在求那荣耀的父神，将那世人智慧启示的灵，今天也多多的赏赐给我们。
So we ask that our glorious Father would also give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in great abundance.
所以我们知道保罗是有意象的保罗。
So we know that Paul was one who had vision.
他是受托付的保罗。
He was a Paul who had an entrustment.
在19节到第20节呢，说到保罗是有行为的。
And so from verse 19 through 20, we see that Paul was one who had actions.
保罗蒙恩之后，得启示之后呢，做就遵行主的话去行。
So after Paul was saved and received revelation, he did according to God's word.
虽利虽火，他同样的向前。
And so no matter what, he went forward.
他向着标杆直跑，没有违背那从天上来的意象与托付。
And so he ran towards the goal, not fearing any difficulties and did not prove disobedient to that heavenly vision.
他这里呢，这里讲到说，他先在大马色，后在耶路撒冷和犹太地以及外邦劝勉他们。
And so he declared to those first at Damascus, then Jerusalem, then all the region of Judea.
劝勉他们要悔改归向神。
Declaring that they should repent and return to God.
劝勉他们行事要与悔改的心相称。
Declaring to them that they ought to perform deeds appropriate to repentance.
这里很重要的第一件，一个合神心意的人是一个悔改的人。
And so the very important point, first off, one who is after God's own heart ought to be one of repentance.
悔改是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to repent?
就是后悔所做的。
That you regret what you have done.
改过以后不要再做了。
That what you have done in the past no longer do.
就像新约那个犯奸淫的妇女。
Just as that woman who committed adultery.
主耶稣跟她说，你可以走了。
And the Lord Jesus said to her, you may now go.
不要再犯了。
Sin no more.
这实在是神的恩典。
This is God's grace.
这里不但要悔改，而且要归向神。
Not only are you to repent, but you are to return to God.
要归向那独一的真神。
Turn to the only true God.
很多的宗教叫人悔改。
Many religions tell people to repent or to change.
却是归向那虚无的偶像。
But it is only nothing but returning back to idols.
实在是神的恩典，那我们今天能够认识这独一的真神。
So it is God's grace for us to come to know the one and only true God.
这里保罗说的要行事与悔改的心相称。
And so Paul here is saying that we ought to perform deeds appropriate to repentance.
因为施洗约翰刚出来的时候，他就说天国近了，你当悔改。
And we know that John the Baptist, when he first came out to save, he just came out to minister, he said, the kingdom of heaven is near, you ought to repent.
在启示录里面第二节，以弗所教会，神跟他们说，你们失去了起初的爱心，你们应该要悔改。
And in Revelations 2, the Lord has said to the church in Ephesus that you have forsaken your first love, you ought to repent.
所以这个悔改呢，不只是第一次我们信主的悔改。
This repentance is not just repentance right at the beginning of your belief.
我们信主得救是一次我们称义。
Our salvation at the beginning, yes, we are justified once and for all.
可是成圣的道路是一生的道路。
But this process of sanctification is a lifelong process.
我们在世上我们还会犯过。
Yes, we will still make mistakes.
可是我们要悔改。
But we need to repent.
这里讲到说，我们行事要跟那悔改的心相称。
Here we ought to perform deeds appropriate to repentance.
很多时候我们悔改，可是没有做出来。
Oftentimes we repent, but we do not have those deeds.
在以弗所书，保罗也说到，行事就当与那蒙召的人相称。
In Ephesians, Paul tells us we are to walk in a manner worthy of the calling.
新造的人当有新人的性格。
As we are a new creation, we ought to have this new character.
我们实在是愿意。行事与那悔改的心相称。
We are truly willing and we want to have and walk in a manner worthy of this calling.
从神的启示里面，保罗写了13封书信。
From God's revelation, Paul wrote 13 epistles.
几乎占了新约27卷书信的一半。
It accounts for almost more than half of the 27 books of the New Testament.
保罗用这十三卷书信呢，来见证我们的主呢是一个荣耀的基督，是一个复活的基督。
And so in these letters, Paul testifies that our Lord is a glorious Christ who had resurrected.
也从这些书信里面来教导我们很多属天的道理。
And in these letters, he teaches us the heavenly way.
实在是我们的时日不多。
And our days are numbered.
如诗人所说的，我们年日载如手掌。
And so just like the hymn writer wrote, that behold, our days are only as hand breaths.
有一天，不管我们是否准备好了。
One day, whether we are prepared or not,
我们都要离开这个世界。
We must leave this world.
面对那审判的日子。
And we will meet that day of judgment.
我们趁着还有今天，我们一息尚存。
While it is still today, we need to learn how to take advantage of it.
我们应该彼此劝勉，一起来学习做一个合神心意的人。
We need to mutually encourage one another how to be that man after God's own heart.
实在是愿意我们行事与那悔改的心相称。
We truly desire to be the person who performs deeds appropriate to repentance.
因为这是神所喜悦的。
Because this is what God pleases.
我们不但要悔改归向神。
Not only ought we to repent and turn back to God.
行事当以悔改的心相称。
But we need to perform deeds appropriate to repentance.
我们现在一起来看腓立比书第二章第五节。
Shall we next turn to Philippians chapter 2?
一个合神心意的人呢，他是以基督的心为心的人。
A person who is according to God's own heart is one who has the mind of Christ.
以基督的心为心呢，做我们生活的学习的行事的法则跟榜样。
And so the mind of Christ ought to be the standard for how we live every day.
中文里面呢，特别做到这个心。
In Chinese, this word heart.
如果有人问你说，最近如何？
If somebody were to ask you, how have you been lately?
你的反应就反映出你心里所想的。
Your answer will encompass that which you have been thinking in your heart.
如果你正在恋爱。
If you are right now dating,
心情就很好。
Then perhaps you're feeling pretty good.
如果工作上非常的忙。
If you're very busy at work,
又给老板训了一顿。
And you've been perhaps reprimanded by your boss.
回家之后孩子又不听话。
And you go home and your children disbehave.
心情实在是不好。
Then you might not be feeling so well.
又被妻子误解。
And then you're misunderstood by your spouse.
头又在痛。
And then you have a headache.
甚至到了谷底。
And you're at the bottom of the pit.
人家问说你好吗？
And so somebody will ask you, how are you doing?
英文说 always say fine.
In English, you say I'm fine.
但是呢，其实实在是不好。
But in reality, you're not doing well.
所以人家问你的时候，你想的就是你的经历，你的遭遇。
And so when people ask you, what you think about is what you have encountered and what you are feeling.
我们的心就跟着环境走。
And so your heart follows the circumstance.
问句我们的心应该是仰望那为我们信心创始成终的主耶稣基督。
However, our heart and our mind ought to look towards the author and perfecter of our faith, our Lord Jesus.
很多的环境就不是那么艰难。
So then our circumstances may not be that difficult.
不然这世上的日子实在是难过。
Otherwise, our days truly are full of turmoil.
难怪保罗说与主同在好得无比。
No wonder Paul says it's so much better for me to be with the Lord.
底下用一些经文呢来讲这个心。
And so now I want to use some passages to speak of this mind.
因为一个合神心意的人呢，在这句话里面。
Because a person who is after God's heart.
有一个人。
There is this person.
还有一个心。
And you have a mind or heart.
这里讲到神的心。
Here we speak of God's heart.
还有人的心。
Or God's and man's heart.
在耶利米书有一句话。
In Jeremiah, there's a passage
来形容这个人心，人的心。
That describes man's heart.
他说人心比万物都诡诈。
That the heart is more deceitful than all else.
坏到极处，谁能试呢？谁能知道？
And is desperately sick, who can understand it?
这个是人的心。
This is man's heart.
我们怎么样把这个诡诈的心变成基督的心呢？
How can you turn this deceitful heart into the heart of Christ?
因为一个基督，有基督的心才是一个合神心意的人。
Because one who has the mind of Christ can be one who is after the heart of God.
这是神的工作。
This is God's work.
只有人神能把这个诡诈的心变成基督的心。
Only God can turn a deceitful heart into the mind of Christ.
第一步，
The first step,
要有悔改的心。
We need to have that repentant heart.
就是刚才在使徒行政讲的，
要有悔改的心。What we just spoke of in the book of Acts, that we need to have
the repentant heart.
After,
就像那个起初的爱心一样。
After you have that repentant heart, it's like you have the first love.
我们当初信主的时候，我们是不是很爱主呢？
When we first believed in the Lord, did you love the Lord?
当初我们跟我们的妻子结婚的时候，我们是很爱她呢？
When you first married your spouse, didn't you love her?
尤其在恋爱当中，那个爱是无可形容的。
When you were dating, that love, you couldn't even describe it.
可是二三十年之后，怎么越来那个爱往哪去了？
But then 20, 30 years, where did that love go?
我们实在是要有那个起初的爱心。
We need to have that first love.
能有一个愿做的心。
And then you need to have that willingness.
因为我们在查经的时候，我们讲到，人若有愿做的心，这是神所喜悦的。
When we were in Bible study, we were reading about how that willingness is something that pleases the Lord.
乃是照他所由的，不是照他所无的。
It is acceptable according to what a person has, not according to what he does not have.
当神给我们感动的时候，我们要有一个愿做的心。
When the Lord gives you that conviction or moving, you need to have that willingness or readiness.
那慢慢的呢，我们就能够存心顺服。
And then gradually, you can come to obey.
我们就学习主耶稣，他存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And we also obey and follow our Lord Jesus' example that he was willing to suffer even death on the cross.
慢慢的，基督的心就能够在我们的心中来成形。
And gradually, the mind of Christ can be formed into us.
就像罗马书所说的，我们的心意就能够更新而变化。
Just like what it is said in Romans chapter 12, that we can now have a renewed mind.
所以我们这个心的变化是有步骤的。
So this renewing of our mind, it has a process.
从一个诡诈的心
one that used to be deceitful,
变成一个存心顺服的心
into one that is now becoming obedient,
变成基督的心
now having the mind of Christ.
这时代都是主的工作。
This is all God's work.
也是愿意我们愿意在神的面前的一个摆上一个寻求。
And also a lesson for us to sacrifice and to seek.
主就能够做那人不能做的工作。
Then the Lord is able to do that which man cannot do.
保罗在以弗所书第四章那边讲到。
And then Paul in Ephesians chapter 4 tells us.
他讲到又一个心。
Another different heart.
就是要竭力保守圣灵所赐那合而为一的心。
That we are to pursue in being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace.
这个心很不容易。
This heart or this mind is very difficult.
因为这个就把很多心变成一个心。
Because you are bringing many hearts, many minds into one.
很多诡诈的心。
Many deceitful hearts.
那诡诈的心只有我，没有别人。
There's only one deceitful heart, and that is mine, not others.
可是要那合而为一的心。
But to have that unity of the Spirit.
这是神的心意。
This is God's will.
这是他教会的建造。
This is the building of the church.
这是那荣耀的心腹。
This is the glorious bride.
我们要一心。
We need to be of one heart, one spirit.
这实在是在基督里才能成的工作。
This is the work that can only be done in Christ.
我们今天能够聚在这，就是主的恩典。
Today, for us to be able to gather here, it is God's grace.
我们能够一起追求是主的恩典。
To pursue together is God's grace.
我们希望主能够让我们竭力保守那圣灵所赐那合而为一的心。
So we desire to diligently preserve that unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace.
如果我们每个人都有基督的心为心的时候，那个合而为一的心自然就有了。
If we all pursue to have the mind of Christ, then naturally we can all attain to the unity of the spirit of one mind.
所以诗人说，你要保守你的心，胜于保守一切。
And so the one who wrote Proverbs says that you are to guard your heart above all else.
所以在此愿意我们一起来学习基督的谦卑。
And so together, we want to learn how to pursue after the humility and obedience of Christ.
说实在的，这个顺服呢，在我们这个属肉体的身上，实在是找不着、看不到的。
Quite honestly, this submission, this obedience and humility, you cannot see it or find it in us.
But 圣经教导我们，妻子要顺服丈夫。
But the Bible does teach us that wife, you need to submit to your husband.
这实在是何等的难。
This is so difficult.
反之亦然。先生要爱妻子也是很难。
And vice versa, for the husband to love the wife, it is very difficult.
但愿那基督舍己的爱。
May the self-sacrificial love of our Lord.
他那永远的爱。
And his everlasting love.
那我们愿意来学习他的谦卑与顺服。
Allow us to learn to submit and obey.
因为我们这个己呢，能够与基督同钉十字架。
So that ourself may be crucified together with Christ.
以基督的心为心，做一个合神心意的人。
To have the mind of Christ and to be one who is after the heart of God.
保罗的一生呢，他不是自己以为得着了。
So in Paul's, all of Paul's life, he did not consider himself as already attaining to it.
如果从保罗他的一生，他为主布道，为主所做的一切，我们来说，我们没有人可以比得上他。
Because if you take a look at Paul's life, all that he has done, all that he has served for the Lord, nobody can compare with him.
可是他说，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
But he says that in all his life, all that he does is to forget what lies behind, reaches forward to what lies ahead, that he can press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
一个合神心意的人呢，当知道自己奔跑的方向。
So a man after God's own heart, you ought to know the direction that you are running.
我们同样的，我们今天做任何一件事情，我们是要有方向、有目标的。
And so the same with us today, we need to have a direction, a goal.
地上的事情就要有目标，更何况是天上的事情呢？
If the matters of earth, you need to have a purpose, isn't it the same for heaven?
我们也要认清自己的地位。
We need to also know our own position.
我们是天上的国民。
We are a chosen race.
我们是君尊的祭司，圣洁的国度。
A royal priesthood, a holy nation.
我们的生活是要有目的。
We need to have a purpose for our life.
我们的目的是要彰显基督，要来荣耀基督。
Our purpose is to manifest and glorify Christ.
这是神给我们的托付。
This is entrustment that God has given to us.
就在因为我们从今以后，我们不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意。
So now we are willing not to live simply out of our human passions, but for God's purpose.
在我们世上余下的日子里面呢，我们能够等候救主。
So in our limited time that now we can wait after our Savior.
就是主耶稣基督从天降临，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
That we will wait for the appearing of our Lord Jesus from heaven so that he may change our lowly body into his glorious one.
这实在是一个荣耀的盼望。
This is such a glorious hope.
我们做一个合神心意的人。
We are to be a man after God's heart.
愿我们彼此共勉。
May we mutually encourage one another.
趁着还有今天。
While it is still called today.
让我们彼此相劝。
Shall we mutually encourage one another.
行事与悔改的心相称。
To do deeds that are in accordance with repentance.
像大卫做一个寻求神心意的人。
Just as David, who was one who sought after God's heart.
像保罗，他是一个合神心意的人。
Just like Paul, who was one who was after God's heart.
主说，有了我的命令又遵行的，这人就是爱我的。
And the Lord did tell us also, he who has my commandments and keep them is one who loves me.
因为我们都做一个爱主的人。
May we all be those who love the Lord.
所以呢，一个合神心意的人是怎么样的人呢？
So a man after God's own heart, what kind of a man is he?
是一个悔改归向神的人。
One who's repentant, turns to God.
是个有意向的人。
One who has vision.
是个有托付的人。
One who has an entrustment.
在生命他有目标的人。
In his life, he has a purpose and goal.
他是听了主的话又遵行的人。
He is one who has and keeps God's commandment.
他是以基督耶稣的心为心的人。
And one who has the mind of Christ.
当我们有这样的认识之后，
After we have this understanding,
我们希望这不是只是话语。
We hope that these are not merely words.
让我们成为那生命的实际。
May this be life reality.
就像在哥林多后书保罗所说的
Just as what is written in 2 Corinthians, what Paul says,
我们就不丧胆
Then we do not lose heart.
外体虽然毁坏，我们的内心却一天新似一天
Even though outwardly we are perishing, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day.
知道我们这自战自谦的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
For we have momentary light affliction, it is producing for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
因为我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的。
What we are looking at are the things, not the things that are seen, but the things which are not seen.
因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
For what is seen is temporary, what is unseen is eternal.
愿神祝福他自己的话语。
May God bless his own words.
好，谢谢。